here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 7th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Orhan Pamuk, born in Istanbul, 1952, has lived his entire life in Istanbul, apart from 3 years in New York City. In 2005, he gave an interview in which he referred to the Armenian genocide and the mass killing of tens of thousands of Kurds, for which criminal charges were filed against him. There was an international outcry. Many noted authors spoke out in his defense. The charges were dropped the following year. It's the birthday of Louise Erdrich, born in Little Falls, Minnesota, 1954. Grew up in Wahpeton, North Dakota. Mother was French Ojibwe. Her father was German-American. She was the oldest of seven children. She went off to Dartmouth College. She was part of the first class to admit women there. Louise Erdrich said, "I was in college and I had failed at everything else. I kept journals and diaries when I was a kid, and I started writing when I was 19 or 20. After college, I decided that that's absolutely what I wanted to do. Part of it was that I did not prepare myself for anything else in life." She went back to North Dakota. She worked as a resident poet in the schools, driving all over the state in her old pickup truck. And she started writing a book. She was living in Fargo, a tiny apartment above a flower shop. She said, "It was heaven to have my own quiet, beautiful office with a great window, a view that carried to the outskirts of Fargo." She published her first short story, Saint Marie, got a letter from Philip Roth, who said he liked it. She was inspired to keep writing, and she wrote the book, Love Medicine, came out in 1984. Other novels included The Beet Queen, The Master Butcher's Singing Club, The Plague of Doves, The Roundhouse. And it's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Bowen, born Dublin, 1899. An only child, her father was mentally ill. Her mother died when she was 13. After that, the girl was raised by various relatives. Elizabeth Bowen said, "The original wish to write is the wish to make oneself felt." Her books included The Death of the Heart, The Heat of the Day, and Eva Trout. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, entitled Father, May 19, 1999. Today, you would be 97 if you had lived, and we would all be miserable, you and your children driving from clinic to clinic, an ancient, fearful hypochondriac and his fretful son and daughter, asking directions, trying to read the complicated, fading map of cures. But with your dignity intact, you have been gone for 20 years. And I'm glad for all of us, although I miss you every day, the heartbeat under your necktie, the hand cupped on the back of my neck, Old Spice in the air, your voice delighted with stories. On this day, each year, you loved to relate that at the moment of your birth, your mother glanced out the window and saw lilacs in bloom. Well, today, lilacs are blooming in side yards all over Iowa, still welcoming you. A poem entitled Father by Ted Kooser from his collection Delights and Shadows, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, committed to offering a streamlined shopping experience where home and auto can be bundled together. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.